In this section, Jesus deftly uses a few different examples to help us identify whether or not our priorities are kingdom priorities, or whether our perspective is a kingdom perspective. So, who is our master? Or are we storing up treasures on earth or in heaven? Or is our inner self full of light or full of darkness? You know, speaking of light and darkness, we were without power for 6 days last week. And it was inconvenient, but we're fine. But one of my pet peeves is that my wonderful wife of nearly 17 years, she will leave every light in the house on nearly every minute of the day if she has her way. And she says, when I ask her about this, she says, "Well, Brandon, I like to be able to see." Yeah, I get that. But sweetie, we aren't in every room all of the time. Could we just flip that switch off on our way out of the room? She's going to be mad about this. So I inevitably end up several times a day walking around the house and turning lights off that are not currently needed. Now, call me crazy, but I'm usually the one buying the bulbs and replacing them. Anyway, it was nice during that 6 days without power not having to do this. But I would have rather had power. I love you, honey. You know, it was so hard to do anything after the sun went down. My goodness. We had candles, and they smelled great, and we had flashlights, and they were fun for a while. But after a little while, we just wanted to go to bed. The darkness did not leave much room for productivity. And as the scripture says, it was deep darkness. Now, Eugene Peterson, he reminded us often that the Bible is not just true. It is livable. But some passages, Fred Craddock says, they put on us a burden when we read them. A burden that is difficult to ignore. And I believe this is one of those passages. Every week, I'm trying to meet you right where you are, to hold up the truths in Scripture and to help us see them in light of that which comprises our daily life. I want you to think, yes, that is what life is like. Or yes, that fits my experience. But some passages, even if they might fit our experiences, we end up, if we're honest, thinking that we wish they didn't fit our experience. Or we wish it really did not mean for us what it probably means. This is one of those passages for me. These verses, they have so much to say about our daily experience following Jesus, but they're not comfortable. This text teaches us that a kingdom perspective is healthy, and an earthly perspective, rather, is unhealthy. Treasure on earth is futile. Treasure in heaven, eternal. One set of eyes is healthy and renders the body full of light. The other is unhealthy, and the body is full of darkness. A body full of light is a person who has compassion, who is likely to recognize and to respond to a person in need, a person who is storing up eternal treasure. A body full of light houses a kingdom perspective. Eternal treasures reflect a kingdom perspective. I remember reading that Dr. Martin Luther King, something he said about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, you'll remember that the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan, the first two passersby, they didn't stop to help the dying man before the Samaritan ultimately did. Dr. King said this, "On the parable of the Good Samaritan, I imagine that the first question the priest and the Levite asked, first two that happened by, was, if I stop to help this man, what will happen to me? But by the very nature of his concern, the Good Samaritan reversed the question and asked, if I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him?" What a kingdom perspective looks like was made most clear to me spending two whole days with Old Testament scholar Walter Brueggemann. A kingdom perspective, Dr. Brueggemann argues, sees a world of abundance, and an earthly perspective sees a world of scarcity. Dr. Brueggemann lamented with us that the way we in our country too often see the world is with a scarcity mindset. Now, scarcity sees things in short supply. So, for instance, lately that would definitely be a toilet paper situation. I saw a video of a 90-second time lapse, a security camera in a grocery store in Australia. And the masses descended on this toilet paper aisle. It was unreal, and it was unsafe, and it perfectly illustrated what Dr. Brueggemann was teaching us. An earthly perspective, one of scarcity, brings fear, which brings greed. Somewhere, someone is going to grab a roll of toilet paper in 2037 and realize that it's the last roll from the great toilet paper hoarding during the 2020 quarantine. I digress. The fear that there will not be enough toilet paper causes us to go buy it. And not just buy enough for now, but for the future as well. And there's the greed. And that video from the Australian grocery store, it actually revealed a couple of skirmishes toward the end of the video. Because after greed comes violence. So the progression goes like this. With an earthly perspective, we have scarcity, a feeling that there's not enough of something. Then we have fear about what the shortage means for us and our way of life. And then greed, our response to this feared shortage. And then violence, the natural outcome. This way of seeing the world is dark. It's actually pathetic. It's killing us. With this earthly perspective, you know, neighbors, they become threats, and we inevitably do violence to one another. Many years ago, my sweet, law-abiding, loves-to-leave-the-lights-on wife, before we were married, happened upon a construction site down in Alabama while visiting her cousins, and they chose in their infinite and mischievous wisdom to have a paintball war inside a future, you know, a house that was under construction that was only framed at this point. What's the harm, right? These 2x4s will be covered. It's a good story, and it won't cost whoever is building the home anyway. Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man, was out for a jog on February 23rd in New Brunswick, Georgia. And two men, Gregory and Travis McMichael, father and son, and Caucasian, they suspected him of tampering with a construction site. A construction site that Ahmaud jogged onto and looked around and then jogged right back out of. There's video evidence of that too. And the two men, because of this, they cut him off on his run with their truck and a skirmish ensued. And Arbery was shot and killed. He was simply out for a run. Now, Leslie Ann and her cousins, they were still paintballing when the owners of the framed house happened to pull into the driveway. The owners made them clean all the paint off. Ahmaud Arbery did not harm a thing. You know, I've run into framed houses dozens of times on runs that I've been on. Ahmaud Arbery did not harm a thing. But he doesn't look like me and my wife. Now, I've told you before about visiting the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama. This memorial it's incredibly beautiful and incredibly haunting. It commemorates the victims of lynchings in the United States of America. Lynching is an extra legal punishment carried out by a group of people with the expectation of not being punished for it. It seems to me that Ahmaud Arbery should be remembered there. And it took well over 2 months and a video to even render an arrest. Lord, help us. An earthly perspective. Fear begets greed, begets violence. A kingdom perspective. Faith in God's promises begets generosity, which begets peace. A kingdom perspective seeks to bring communities together rather than further dividing them. A kingdom perspective means that the promises of God do not just flow to us, those of us who follow Jesus, but they flow through us to a lost and lonely world. A world in so many ways which is crying out for justice. A kingdom perspective means that greed gives way to generosity, as our propensity to believe we don't have enough yields to the belief that we have everything we could ever need. Whereas an earthly perspective embraces violence, a kingdom perspective knows that violence only begets more violence. And Jesus' words for us to love our enemies become situated at the forefront of our hearts and minds, rendering us bridge builders in our communities, in our world. An earthly perspective yields bad fruit, and a kingdom perspective yields ripe, delicious fruit. Now, you've likely heard of the fruits of the Spirit that Paul details in Galatians 5, but even if you haven't, Paul also details fruits of an earthly perspective. And you know what? They're not so delicious. Now, Eugene Peterson paraphrases the fruits passages in Galatians 5 like this. Hear the word. It's obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time. Cutthroat competition. All-consuming yet never satisfied wants. A brutal temper. An impotence to love or be loved. Divided homes and divided lives. Small-minded and lopsided pursuits. The vicious habit of depersonalizing everyone into a rival. Uncontrolled and uncontrollable addictions. Ugly parodies of community. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. All people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, but able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Again, an earthly perspective. Fear begets greed, begets violence, but a kingdom perspective. Faith in God's promises begets generosity, which begets peace. Now, I've been trying for some time to get our oldest son to get out on the road and jog. And he does, you know, he loves to be active, but running's hard. You got to fall in love with it. But he finally did it this week. And he ran about 3 miles, and I was so proud. And it was that night that we spent time trying to talk to our children, our older children, about Ahmaud Arbery's story. And it was not lost on our 11-year-old boy that he, too, went out for a jog that day. It never would occur to me to discourage my son from doing so. Lord, help us. Give us a kingdom perspective.